Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Lee Harris. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thank you. Yep, all good. Start of another week. So here we go once more.
Tis Monday. And I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. And their people move people.
Yes, we do.
Even in these unprecedented times, you're still moving people.
We are still moving people. Yeah, it's slightly more difficult, but we are still doing it.
Well, in the headache of strikes, Europe is chaos with strikes and airport issues and you know, low staff. BA has some good news, so that's a start.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, British Airways looks to have averted summer chaos as a deal has been made with the workers' union. Unite have said an agreement has been reached on an improved pay offer, ending the dispute and preventing an anticipated strike of hundreds of check-in staff at Heathrow Airport. The union further said that extensive negotiations took place on Wednesday, July the 6th, and that a favourable agreement was reached. However, a further ballot will be required to get union members to buy into the deal, although no date has been announced list to take place as yet. Around 700 workers were expected to walk out at London's Heathrow Airport after workers voted overwhelmingly in support of industrial action last month. But thankfully, that has been averted.
Well, that is good news because, yeah, I mean, it's not just, there's a lot of action going on throughout Europe. So when we hear a little bit of good news, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is a tiny smidgen of good news across Europe at the moment. But yeah, at least it's something.
And Australia has some news.
Yeah, Australia is removing the need for people arriving into the country to declare their COVID vaccination status or obtain a travel exemption under changes that came into effect this past week. The restrictions have been in place since Australia reopened late last year, but have been lifted as from July the 6th. So as of July the 6th, travellers to Australia will no longer have to complete a digital passenger declaration if arriving by air or a maritime travel declaration if arriving by sea. And there is no requirement to declare or prove your vaccination status for entry to Australia. Passengers are still required to wear masks on inbound international flights, while state and territory mask wearing mandates also remain for domestic flights.
Right. You know, it's funny. We are now hearing barely, you know, sort of whispers about a seventh wave hitting the world. But it's disappeared and everyone's opening up their borders. So they say the seventh wave is pretty bad. And I just think, I don't know, were we really bored in the world that we really needed to have like all these lockdowns and everything else? And, you know, you couldn't walk outside of your house without a mask and you know, you couldn't leave your house for that matter for most countries for a certain time frame. But now, well, we're used to it.
Yeah, right. It's what it seems like, doesn't it? It's like 2 years. 2 years is enough for everybody. That's it. We've done now. And we'll just, you know, we'll get on with it as we, you know, as we face it. So, yeah, it's a strange one how everybody sort of just seems to have washed their hands and moved on to other things that are causing issues at the moment.
Maybe it was just a great social experiment.
Maybe.
Conspiracy theorists arise. yeah. Anyways, let's not go there. There was enough of those. Greece. News out of Greece.
Yeah, a new government decision issued by the Greek authorities earlier this week has established that travellers who get infected with the COVID-19 disease while being in Greece will not be required to go into quarantine. According to a decision on health protocol issued by the Ministers of Tourism, Health and Economy for the operation of tourism, there will be no more quarantine rooms at hotels. This means that travellers who get infected with the virus will no longer be required to meet self-isolation rules whilst in Greece. In addition, the current rule that requires everyone infected with the virus to remain in quarantine for a period of 5 days does not now apply to any travellers within the country. It has also been explained that tourists infected with COVID-19 will still be able to access ferries, planes and other forms of transport. However, they must wear an FFP2 or a KN95 face mask the entire time they're travelling.
Wow, so that's even taking it a step beyond the whole, you know, get a COVID test and whatever. It's just like, screw it, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Exactly right. If you got COVID, you can still travel as long as you're wearing one of these fancy face masks. Yep, that is all they require.
Great. Brussels Airlines.
Yeah, Brussels Airlines unfortunately have cancelled almost 700 flights this summer in a bid to ease the pressure on its employees and reduce their high workload. This figure equates to approximately 6% of the airline's flights over the peak summer season. 527 more flights have been cancelled in July and August, on top of the 148 cancellations that had already been announced. The Star Alliance member announced the additional cancellations this past week following meetings with union leaders to discuss the ongoing issues. According to the unions, Brussels Airlines have been aware of the problem of high workloads for over a year, but has failed to take the necessary steps to alleviate it. While there are no further strikes planned at the moment, the unions have stated that the 700 cancellations are not enough and that more needs to be done to relieve the pressure on the airline's frontline employees.
I'm not sure that as airlines that haven't... I think everybody's just sort of up in the air. They have no idea what to expect next. So how can you prepare for something you have no idea, you know?
Exactly right. Yeah, it was a great unknown, wasn't it? Nobody knew what was coming or what was going to happen. So I guess it's easy for unions to put the blame squarely somewhere. But I don't know. It's a difficult one. Like you say, how do you plan for something that is the unknown?
Well, and I have a feeling that, you know, if everybody around the world would have ramped right up and got already, then, you know, more than likely, Murphy's Law, right? Everything would have shut down again and they would have been screwed, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right.
The world. Cayman Islands.
The Cayman Islands relaxed entry rules for vaccinated travellers and children on Thursday, eliminating test and mask rules. The Caribbean island, which only welcomes vaccinated travellers and unvaccinated visitors under the age of 12, no longer requires pre- or post-arrival COVID-19 testing. Previously, the Cayman Islands required visitors to get tested the day before their trip, and then again several times after arriving. All travellers to the Cayman Islands will still be required to apply for entry before coming, and that on the Travel Cayman portal, where they will receive a travel certificate. Vaccinated travellers must apply no less than 72 hours before their departure, while unvaccinated travellers must apply 5 days before their trip. Visitors must also have a suitable medical and travel insurance, which you should ensure that COVID-19 is not an exclusion to the existing policy.
All right. And crew questions.
Yeah, so this is we're going to tackle a question that's been asked so many times this last few weeks. And basically, that's how to travel smart during this extremely tough period of flight cancellations and lost baggage. So what we've done is we've just basically put together our top tips for travel at the moment, just to try and make things a little bit smoother for people who are having to travel at this moment in time. So for number one, for the smoothest start to your journey, obviously check in advance via the airline's mobile app or online. Number two, we would suggest taking pictures of your checked baggage. Keep a list of the contents and do not put anything of significant value in your checked bags. Number three, we suggest you clearly label all your baggage inside and out. That's important to make sure it's inside and out with your name and contact details, such as a mobile number and email address. Number four, be prepared for anything. Basically, one of the key travel tips to keep in mind is to pack smart and be prepared. You're typically allowed to bring a small carry-on onto the plane, so make sure that you have everything you need in those accessible bags. What we would suggest to put into your hand luggage would be hand sanitizer, antibacterial wipes, high-protein snacks or a granola bar, any medication that you're going to need for the duration of your trip, an eye mask, earplugs or headphones, and an extra sweater as well, because this can function as a blanket or a neck pillow. And last but not least, cardboard sweets to chew for any elevation changes when you're on the flight. Also, we would suggest to try to avoid short connection times wherever possible. What with flight cancellations and delays now, where you used to be able to get away with an hour-long connection in transit, it ain't going to happen anymore. So many times people have missed their onward flights because they've left their connections too tight. So make sure you try to avoid them if you can. Reduce time and money spent at the airport by adding travel extras like extra baggage before your trip. Listen to announcements at the airport. We know you'd love to catch up on calls or listen to your music while killing time, but please, please make sure you listen and pay attention to the airport announcements, as gates are changing frequently at the moment. Flights are obviously being delayed and cancelled last minute also. And lastly, be nice. It sounds a simple one, but it pays dividends to be always nice to the airline and airport personnel, especially when it's super crazy. A smile goes a long way with shuttle drivers, ground staff workers, and overworked and underappreciated airline staff. Basically, they're all trying to get you to your destination without extra delays, so be nice to them, and you tend to find that the kindness is reciprocated your way.
Well, and realistically, it's not their fault. you know, the chaos that is happening across the world is not their fault, and they're only doing the best they can. Yeah, you're going to come across somebody who just has the job because, you know, they need the cash and they hate you all, which is why I am actually not in that line of business. Can you imagine?
Yeah, no, not really. I try not to.
Oh, my Lord. What do you want?
How long do you reckon you'd last? I reckon you'd probably last about an hour.
I'd be stoned to death by passengers, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Yeah. And then fired on the spot. Right. Yeah, it is chaos. But we're going to make sure that you have all this on your website, correct?
Yeah, it'll all be there. So anybody wants to just check up, they can see on the website.
Nice. Nice. Well, if you have any questions, please do contact Lee. We'll have Lee's LinkedIn information underneath this. And he literally lives on LinkedIn. Not sure how he gets any work done. But do you get work done?
I try to do a little bit now and again. I shouldn't say that on live, should I, really? I mean, my boss is listening, so.
I know, he's going to clue into that.
I work very hard.
Do you think you can backpedal that easily? I talked to your boss, he's a pretty smart guy.
I know.
Right, Lee, I have to say thank you, because you did bring us a little bit of good news amongst the dark clouds.
Yeah, it was a mixed bag, but there was some good and some bad. So, I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, for this time of the moment, that's as best as we could possibly get.
Well, and that's called life too, isn't it? A little bit of good, a little bit bad. Yeah.
That's right. Yep.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Lee. And I have to say that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. And of course, their people move people. All of the links to Blue Marine Travel will be underneath this interview when it airs. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.